This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All pro over last year. It was him and Chris Jones on the first team. The people that watch football thought, Donnie, he was better than Dexter Lawrence and Jalen Carter last year. Think about that. Think about what monsters those two guys are. And he was deemed to be a better player than both. Carter's not up for a contract yet, and Lawrence is, at this point now, after getting an extension, definitely underpaid. And Donnie is more on the Steelers from Adam Schefter. Let me hear it.
Yeah, so Schefter just put something else out there saying, in addition to Cam Hayward, all-pro kicker Chris Boswell privately has been seeking a new contract.
Oh, great.
Not private anymore. Despite being voted first-team all-pro, Boswell was the AFC North's lowest-paid kicker last season.
Oh,
3 years ago, Boswell signed a contract that tied him with Justin Tucker as the NFL's highest paid kicker, but that market has been reset in the last 2 years.
So he should get paid too. I mean, think about what the Steelers' record would have been without him last year. I thought he was their MVP.
I thought so too, at least most.
I thought he was their most important player. They won two games without scoring touchdowns against Atlanta and then against their arch rival.
Think about this. I think at the end of the year, when the three of us gave our little Steelers season awards, we were ready to give Chris Boswell the team MVP and Cam Hayward as the best defensive player.
That was my list. And now both of these guys are hankering and hungry for new contracts. 412-928-9370. So now not all, it's not paradise, Latrobe. There aren't all 50 or 90-something happy campers. You got two big-name Steelers that are ticked off about their contracts. 412-928-9370. Here's Ben in Bethel Park. Hello, Ben.
Hey, guys. Hey, I think this is a no-brainer. I mean, he signed that last contract saying, hey, yeah, I'm worth this much. And since then, all he's done, yeah, he's gotten a little bit older, but he's gotten way better, too. I mean, I think you got to give him basically whatever he wants, because if you got Derek Harmon coming in, I think the only person you want at that position is someone like Cam Hayward, the veteran who's still really, really good. So I think you got to pay him. And also,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I'm joining your club of outrageous takes. I think Ke'Bryan Hayes is hitting a home run against Paul Skeens tonight to stick it to the Buccos.
Thank you, Ben. Am I like known as one of the leaders of that club? The Outrageous Take Club? Huh, all right. I don't know if that's an insult or a compliment. Here is James next. Hello, James.
Hey, how's it going, Pony?
Hey, man.
Just calling in to show my support for Cam. I think he definitely deserves the money. He's been a stalwart on this defense for years and years and years. And he's great with the community, and he's getting underpaid.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Our listeners right now on a poll, should the Steelers give Cam Hayward a raise? 51% say no. Many more said no than yes last year, but Cam was coming off an injury-plagued season, really his only second big injury season of his career. And then he went out and played like an all-pro. Interesting thought here on the Boswell news that Donnie just had. That might explain, and we said this at the time, but didn't connect any dots, that might explain why Sauls is here. I mean, Sauls was at Pitt, one of the great kickers in college football last year. And I remember when he signed here, I told Donnie and I told Chris and I told all of you listening, this is the last place, if I were a kicker trying to make a team, I would want to go. Because Boswell is money, and Boswell is the best kicker in football right now. So if you're trying to make a team as an undrafted free agent, the only positive to being in Pittsburgh is that maybe Boswell doesn't kick in the preseason, you get looks, and another team picks you up. But you're not going to play in the regular season for the team that signed you unless the kicker gets injured. Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe you don't know what the Steelers now. I know that Watt signed an extension, and that seemed to be kind of everything that we used to think about the Steelers getting put back in its proper place. Oh, they believe in one helmet, guys. They didn't trade them. They didn't, you know, line up offers from teams. Boswell and Hayward are both pissed. I'm at a casino. I wouldn't feel like betting on both of those guys to get their situations righted before the start of the season, based on how willing Omar Khan is to trade guys and move on from guys. Although, like, this idea that you're going for it and trying to win it, you can't actually stand for those things and then remove Cam Hayward, your best defensive player last year, and Chris Boswell, your most clutch player from last year off the roster before the season starts. Here's Ron in Bethel Park. Hello, Ron.
Hey, I got the answer, Pony.
Yes.
Since the ink on the last contract's not even dry yet, give him a performance bonus.
He's going to want more than that. I mean, unless it's just like a performance bonus of, hey, if you play like two games, we're going to give you an extra $5 million or something like that.
Well, I'm just saying, if you even match close to last year's numbers, we'll give you the $6 million. We'll give you $6 million more.
Great players don't have to do stuff like that, though. T.J. Watt doesn't have performance bonuses tied into his contract.
But the only reason why I'm saying is because, Cam, you just signed a contract last year, buddy.
Okay.
And now all of a sudden you have a good year, now you want more money, so let's prove yourself one more year and I'll give you the money.
But the contract really isn't worth the paper it was printed on because there's no guaranteed money in the contract. If Hayward got hurt or had a bad year, the Steelers could cut him and they would be on the hook for $0.
Well, it's the same if they give him money now and he gets hurt. It's going to be the same thing. Now we just gave money that we didn't have to if he gets hurt. It goes both ways.
Right, but he has more leverage now because he's not coming off an injury-plagued season. He's coming off a year where he was voted by people who cover football the first or second best defensive tackle in the entire league.
Well, then put your money where your mouth is. If you do that, we'll give you money. We don't have no problem, man.
I don't know what you do for a living, but if you were the first or second best at what you did, and you were getting paid like the 18th best at what you did, you would be fine with that and just say, well, I guess I signed a crappy contract. My bad. That would be your take.
That would be close, but I would also say...
You wouldn't try to fight for no money? You would just accept it?
No, I would also negotiate. So now listen, if I make this much next year, if I do this good, will you honor me because I've overachieved? Because I've overachieved everyone in the company. I want paid for it.
But he didn't get that money last year.
But he signed. But he was okay with the money he got last year. That's why he played.
But now he's not, obviously, is what I'm telling you, and I think you're failing to understand that. He gave them a bargain and a deal last year. He didn't get performance enhancers in there. He played like a $30 million defensive lineman and made 13.
Yeah, but you also Cam, was part of the 299 yards rushing that Baltimore did on you
sure.
in the playoffs.
So was Watt and so was Patrick Queen. Did those guys take pay cuts?
Exactly. Well,
Watt got a raise.
You were part of the issue.
Well, wait a minute, though. But if you're bringing up that game, if I'm Hayward, he can say to them, well, wait, if you're giving me crap for this, why would you give TJ more money then? He was on the field with me, and he made zero plays in that game. Why is he getting a raise and you're telling me to accept the contract?
Let's look at TJ's career numbers. in the NFL and where he stands.
Okay, let's do that. Do you think Hayward's some slouch? Seven of the last eight years, he's made the Pro Bowl, and he was an All-Pro last year.
I'm not saying that at all, Tony. I'm just saying, hey, Cam, you signed last year's contract, buddy. That's all. You
all
played
right,
now,
you.
But you played great.
Gotcha. Here is Rob. No, yeah, here's Rob next. Hello, Rob. Oh, here is Ron in the car, but not the guy we just talked to. Hello, Ron.
What's up, Pony?
Hey, man.
Hey, real quick. Yeah, the market's changed. Yes, he deserves more money. The age is a big hang-up, I think, for everybody, 36. If he was 26, just like Donnie said, 10 years younger, no problem. But devil's advocate here.
Yep.
He doesn't perform in the playoffs. One sack in 9 playoff games. 17 sure. tackles in 9 playoff games.
Yep.
So we could say Watt doesn't perform. This guy hasn't performed in the playoffs at all.
Right.
So same thing, right? Both these guys. And we can't put that on coaching for Watt or Hayward. They got one job. That's the job. One sack in 9 playoff games for Hayward is not getting it done. 299 yards rushing. That's on the whole defense.
Sure.
But he's part of it. I mean, you brought up Wilson and Fields, so same way it goes.
Well, right, but all I'm saying is, though, but they've already told you with how they treated Watt that they don't care about the argument that they're making.
Correct.
They just don't.
Correct. But
so if you're him, if I'm putting myself in his shoes, if you're him, how do you just play for $13 million?
The market's changed. Get your money. I agree with that. But what I'm saying is, 9 playoff games, 1 sack, 17 tackles for this guy.
And I haven't disagreed with you on it.
That's all. So, like I said, it's the age. It's 36. If he's 26, he's getting paid no matter what.
I don't think he's asking for 3 or 4 years, though. He's got no guarantees on his contract, and he's the 38th paid defensive lineman in the NFL. You can say 1 sack in 9 playoff games all you want, which is a good rebuttal. But even with that being taken into account, he's still much higher on that list of players. He's still a top 15 defensive lineman, and he should be paid that
absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. Correct, 100%. But at the same time, 11 months ago, not even a year, that contract, 11 months ago, him
right.
and his agent felt good enough to sign that deal 11 months ago.
Okay,
now
but
he
here's
–
okay, I agree. Change. I agree with that, but let me ask you a question. If he got hurt again last year, like let's say he's not an all-pro, let's say he only plays like 5 or 6 games and he looks his age. Is he playing for the Steelers right now on the contract that he has?
Yes.
You think so?
It's
you think
really,
they're paying him $15 million? No way. They would have cut him.
Considering what the market is, yeah, that's still a team-friendly deal. Where the market's at, that's $7 million less.
If he plays 5 or 6 games? No. They would go to him and say, we're either going to cut you or you take a pay cut. How do you want to do this? If he was coming off a bad year.
That's just
absolutely.
My opinion.
Okay,
I don't think that would happen with Cam. He's a lifelong Steeler.
We'll agree to disagree
with
that.
The least amount of games this guy's
fair enough.
He's ever played with 7 games.
I got you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. Up.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Very rarely do Starkey and Pomp work together. And even when they don't, they're still the Starkey card of the week. Like today on The Fan at noon, that's when the contest starts, brought to you by Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. And it runs through Friday at noon on the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. If you're just finding us, we are reacting to Adam Schefter's report, and now other outlets are picking up on it, that Cam Hayward has not participated in team drills because he is holding in. He wants a new contract after signing a new deal with the Steelers last year. There's 2 years left on the deal, but none of the money is guaranteed. And his salary for this season is only $14.75 million when you take into account the roster bonus and his base salary. That makes him the 36th highest paid defensive lineman in the NFL. Well, speaking of defensive linemen, one of my all-time favorites is joining us right now on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. He'll be back on Extra Point shows this fall with KDKA. He'll have the nightly sports call after Steelers and Jags Saturday night with Richie Walsh. I've done sports calls with Richie Walsh. You never know what he's going to say, which is part of the fun. Chris Hoke, I'm talking about, Steelers Super Bowl champ. Chris, man, this is serendipitous. We booked you for the show. I did not know we were going to have this bombshell story on Cam Hayward. What is your reaction to him holding in?
Well, listen, Cam Hayward's a team guy. Come week one, Cam Hayward's going to be on that field. I was out there this week again, and he was out there in full pads going through. He wasn't going through any kind of individual drills or team drills. And so I'm not overly concerned on it. I mean, the reality is Cam Hayward is out there working. He was going through band work. He was going through but skill development work. The guy's going to be in shape. This will all get worked out. One thing I do know is that he is a valued captain. He's a valued teammate. This guy brings much more to the game than just making plays on Sundays.
Chris, if you were in his shoes and you were coming off an all-pro season and you were set to be the 18th highest paid defensive tackle this year, would you probably go about your business the same way Hayward is doing it?
Well, listen, Cam Hayward is one of the, I mean, listen, the guy is one of the kindest, one of the greatest guys ever played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, not to mention what kind of player he is on the field. Right. And so I would say I'd play just like him. I have no problem with what Cam Hayward's doing. I think that he's going about it the right way. He's not staying out of this is truly what's going on. Cam Hayward's out there. He's working. He's part of the team. He's talking to the young fellas. This will get worked out. And I believe, you know, that you said in your intro, Don, I mean, really, the reality is he wants guaranteed money. And you never know. Nothing's guaranteed in this business, right? And he was a first-round draft pick, yes. He's played a lot of years, yes. He's made a lot of money, yes. But really, your years of earning and leverage only last so long, and you got to live the rest of your life. So he's making a business decision, but he's going about it the right way. He's doing it the way that'll get him paid rather than staying away from the team.
And Chris, I said, I don't care if you're 36 years old or 25 years old or 48 years old for that matter. If you're deemed one of the best at your job and you're making about half of what you're worth, for most people, that's not going to sit well, especially in a field where there's huge, you know, occupational risk, injury risk, life risk. We saw what happened to Ryan Shazier on a football field.
Yes, yes. There's no question about it. Listen, Cam's made a lot of money. Like I said, first-round draft pick, that means when you go back and renegotiate your contracts, you're already starting on a scale that nobody else is starting on because right. because of your resume, first round draft pick, what you've done. He's made a lot of money. So he's got to also wage the fact that, hey, listen, am I going to go and try to break the bait and then hurt us trying to bring another guy in or maybe another piece if there's a big injury on the team? There's still another month of training camp. I know that they're just keeping their fingers crossed that they don't have any big injuries coming out of Latrobe and getting to the season healthy. But, you know, what you don't want to do is eat up that salary cap too. So it's kind of just balancing that. And Cam's a team guy. Cam's not going to do anything that's going to hurt the team, but he's also going to make sure that he's taken care of. And I trust in that.
Chris, what do you say to the countless callers and texters and people on our YouTube page who have said something along the lines of this? You signed a contract last year. You honor the contract. An NFL player has to honor the contract. He put his name on a piece of paper. It is incumbent on that guy to honor his contract. What's your thought on that?
I don't buy it. Listen, the reality is I get what they're saying, and I see both sides, but I've been the guy that's been – I've been the player. And the reality is, as we talked about, you only have so much time to earn this money before – and then you got to live the rest of your life. I mean, a lot of guys retire in their late 20s. Cam will probably be mid-30s, and then he's got another 50, 60 years to live the rest of his life, and he's got to live off this money. And so you got to do everything you can to earn as much as you can. And so the reality is the team signs the contract too. So the team, why don't they honor the full contract?
They don't always.
Both ways. If you want the player, the team cuts players, right?
Right.
You sign a deal and they say, well, you know what? You're not worth the money anymore. I'm cutting you. So if it has to go both ways. If you're going to tell me I got to honor my 2 years left in my contract, well, then they can't cut me. They've got to honor it. So, I mean, you got to look at it both ways. You can't look through one lens.
Chris, how about those that might have reservations about Hayward at his age, 36, being able to play as well as he did last year and continue to play well into his late 30s? You put the tape on. You played the position. You can watch it and analyze it literally better than any person we can talk to on this show. Do you have full confidence that Hayward can continue to play at this level for a longer amount of time?
There's no question about it. Listen, the guy's remained healthy for the most part, right? He had that groin injury a couple years back. The guy it still looks strong, still looks fast. He's energetic. He still has everything you need to be successful in the NFL. Last year was one of his best years. I mean, the guy, really, at this age now, his technique is impeccable. His knowledge and wisdom in the game is above, I mean, blows the charts away. He's still worth every dime. Until his body starts breaking down, until you're starting to see things that happen to guys like me, guys like Aaron Smith, where you start having a lot of these soft tissue injuries. Mm-hmm. I just haven't seen enough Cam Hayward. And he does a heck of a job in the offseason, guys, of taking care of his body, of working out, staying in shape. And so I'm not concerned about it. And he has not shown any signs of slowing down.
All right, you said you were up at camp. Give me a Chris Hoke scouting report on Derek Harmon. What did you see?
Hey, the stud. Listen, the guy's going to be great. And we have to understand he's also a rookie. So he's going to go out there and he's going to make some mistakes. There's going to be some growing pains, so we got to give him some grace there. But the reality is this guy can play. I mean, they got two studs on that defensive line, he and Wyatt Black. I mean, both those guys are going to get a lot of playing time in the preseason. They're going to get a lot of playing time in the regular season. That's going to be the future. Those two and Keanu Benton are going to be guys that they're going to build this defensive line on for the next decade.
Man, Black was not an really early pick, player. Chris. You're that high on him, huh? You like Black from Iowa.
No, he's a stud. Listen, this guy, he's not going to be a guy who's going to give you 10 to 15 sacks a game.
Uh-huh.
You know what he's going to do? The guy is going to plug the line of scrimmage, do what they need to do, not let happen what happened against the Baltimore Ravens last year, and just dominate the middle of the line of scrimmage. They're going to put these two studs in there with Keanu Benton, with Cam Hayward. That's a great rotation. And so they're a big physical guy. He's tall and he's long. You know, at Iowa, he was known for batting down passes.
He's bigger than Hampton.
So he's
going to
get
way bigger than Snack.
Well, Snack wasn't tall. This guy is like, what? He's 6'20". I mean, the guy's like he's a giant, you know? And he's like Goliath. I mean, this guy's got long arms, so he might not get you on the pass rush, but he's going to do a lot of what Cam Hayward does. He's going to get his hands up and bat down passes, which to me is just as good as that. You know, it's a destroyed play because now you got to go and it's a wasted down. So I think these two guys, Derek Harmon, you asked me about, athletic, physical. And here's what I was impressed about with both these guys. They don't have them locked in at one spot. They got them playing inside, got them playing outside. That knows that one technique on the inside shoulder of the guard. They got them playing over the tackle, over the outside shoulder of the guard. They got them playing up and down the line. These guys, the position flexibility is huge for these guys, which is going to allow them to do more with these young fellas.
Chris, I know you're extremely proud of your career, but also what you and your teammates accomplished, as you should be. You're a multi-time Super Bowl champion. Juan Thornhill, new guy, came over from Cleveland where he didn't do a lot of winning. He didn't win in Kansas City, was a Super Bowl champ there. He said that this defense has a chance to be the greatest defense of all time. Now, I don't know if he's gone back and watched the 2008 defense or any of those 70 Steelers defense or even the 85 Bears or one of those teams, but my God, I mean, can we maybe have a playoff game where we stop somebody before we say things like this? Why would in August?
I would never fault a guy for having confidence, right? I
mean, you can believe it, but don't say it.
No, but listen, it doesn't bother me. Listen, I mean, what are they going to do? Are the team going to say this guy thinks he's the best teams of all time? And I mean, it's early in the preseason. I agree with you. Let's let our talking happen on the field. Let's let our play be our talking. But the reality is, man, we had a heck of a defense in 2000. Yeah, you mentioned the 2008 team. But my gosh, throughout the 11 years I was with the Steelers, man, we were number one in the NFL against the run, what, 5, 6, 7 times? We were number one in the NFL several times.
And you mentioned it, they gave up 299 last year. I wouldn't be talking about best defense. Let's go on the field and show it first.
I think they're excited. They're excited, right? They added some critical pieces to this defense, though. You know, when you think about it, I mean, Jalen Ramsey might be, after T.J. Watt, the best defensive player on this team. I mean, the guy's going out there and playing lights out. Darius Slay playing lights out. And it's just elevating the game. You got the linebacking core. A lot of the D-line, I mean, this across the board, you got depth now. I mean, Jack Sawyer is going to be a monster. I mean, Nick, there's so many guys on this defense. They've got to stay healthy, right? And they've got to stay humble and hungry, but they have a potential to be great. Now, are they going to be one of the best teams of all time? They got a lot of work to do to get there. There's a lot of great. I mean, think about the defenses of the early 2000s with the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, I remember when I first came to the NFL and watching Ray Lewis out there running around, Pete Bowlware, and the Goose, and Sam Adams, and all these guys that were the studs, right? I mean, there were a lot of great players on that defense. So they got work to do, but it doesn't bother me that a guy has confidence. And let's see what happens.
Chris, let's get you out on this. So you can't cheat and say defensive lineman. Who is the guy you can't wait to watch on Saturday when you go on the nightly sports call after the game on KDKA? Who's the guy you're really excited to talk about from this preseason game on Saturday night?
You know, I'll tell you, the one guy I'm excited to talk about are those – I can't see defensive linemen, and I would say them right off the bat. Jack Sawyer.
Jack Sawyer's getting your attention.
I was out there practice on – no question. Listen, 7 shots. He comes in the last play, 7 shots. Now, granted, it was 6-0 offense, was dominant on Tuesday in 7 shots. The sucker comes off the backside and lights up the running back and makes him fumble the ball. I mean, and then after that, they're running down to do one-on-one run block, and he's calling out Darnell Washington. I mean, this guy, he's come from a big-time college football program. He's won at the highest level. I'm excited to see what he's going to do. I think he's going to provide an opportunity for T.J. Watt not to have to play 70 snaps in a game, allow them to rest Alex Highsmith. You got Nick Herbig. I mean, I think this guy's big enough to be able to rush off the edge and provide, you know, pressure in the pass game, but also hold up in the run and set that edge. So I'm excited to see what he does on that side. I'm also excited to see what Caleb Johnson does, what the running back does. He broke a couple runs when I was out there, and from what I'm following the week before when I was at practice. I mean, it's exciting to see some of these young guys. Let's see what they can do when the lights come on Saturday night in Jacksonville.
Chris, we're lucky to have you on our airwaves, and we're lucky to have you breaking down Steelers games on Channel 2 throughout the season. It's so good to talk to you again, and I can't wait to do it again soon and see you in person, okay, buddy?
All right, brother. Good to see you. Talk to you guys later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, PM Team Power Rankings will return next Thursday. We're breaking down the Cam Hayward news. You just heard Chris Hoke tell me he's got no problem with what Cam Hayward is doing. I'd say fans are pretty split on this, as a matter of fact. A lot of you do have a problem with what he's doing. And if you're just finding us, Adam Schefter, the first to report that Hayward has not participated in team activities. He is holding in at practice, at Steelers training camp. He wants a new deal after signing a three-year extension last offseason. But as we said at the time, there was no guaranteed money in the contract. If he had a bad year or got hurt, the Steelers could cut him and owe him nothing. So Hayward's now coming off a career year saying, I've already outperformed this contract. I don't want to make this amount of money this year and next year. I want back at the negotiating table, and that's why he is conducting this hold-in. The Post-Gazette is now backing up the Schefter report. Let's see if there's anything new in here. I believe there is. Let's see. Well, there's not a lot of new stuff in here. Let's see. Okay. Now, I do think this is interesting. Last two paragraphs. What's more, despite his stature as the leader of the defense, Hayward's contract is dwarfed by the recent deal given to T.J. Watt, who signed a four-year, $144 million contract that includes $108 million guaranteed. Hayward has also watched the Steelers bring in new players such as receiver D.K. Metcalf, 5 years, $150 million, and corner Jalen Ramsey, $18.735 million in 2025 with massive contracts. Both Dulac, who wrote this article, and Adam Schefter both included those figures and decisions by the Steelers to pay other guys in their stories. I don't think that's coincidental. I don't think that's accidental. I think that's probably coming from the Hayward camp. We deserve what these guys deserve. Why is Cam not getting treated like Steelers royalty? Why is he not getting, not obviously Hayward's entire deal, but if Hayward's going to get the highest or biggest contract to a non-quarterback in the league, and Metcalf is going to get all this money guaranteed, having never played a game here, Cam Hayward has played more defensive games than anybody in Steelers history. He's coming off one of his best years, and compared to his peers, he's making little money. I mean, based on his production, he's one of the best values, bargains, and steals in the entire NFL. And I think generally speaking, no human who has a demanding, difficult, stressful job wants to be described as one of the most underpaid people in their profession or career or life's work. You know, it's one thing when you're a rookie and you can't control it because that's just the way NFL contracts work. You have say over this when you're in your 30s and after your first contract. And I know Cam, I wouldn't say I know him great, but my guess is he's going to be very reasonable here and just wants to get paid like one of the better defensive linemen in the NFL. 412-928-9370. Here is Paul on the fan. Hello, Paul.
How you doing there, Mr. Phillips?
Oh, Paul in Washington. What's up, Paul? Good to talk to you, buddy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, likewise. Hey, he signed a daggone contract. If he got hurt tomorrow, the Steelers would still have already paid him most of that money. So you signed a contract. If you don't want to end up a Carolina Panther or an Atlanta Falcon, you need to honor your contract. I agree with most everybody.
But
you
he could, but he could also.
Wait a minute, Andrew.
But he could also end up a Buffalo Bill or Detroit Lion. He doesn't have to just go
well,
to a
you
bad
know what?
Team.
And so be it, because I don't think we're going to have a good time any or a good season anyway. But you know, why doesn't you know the most overrated coach in the NFL give him some of his $18 million, which he surely doesn't deserve?
Now we're talking.
Give him $8 million to make him happy, and then as far as your outrageous takes. That's a Syracuse thing, because there's only a couple of people that went to Syracuse at work there, and yep. We know who both of those guys are. So, yeah, you and little Dom there, you guys got some outrageous crap going on. That's all I can say.
All right, thank you,
but
Paul.
You know what?
Thank you, Paul. Let's get to Johnny the Barber next, the leader of our Lunatic Fringe, the proprietor of the website Barber Football Focus. What is BFF saying about this decision by Hayward to launch a Holden?
I'm actually here, Pony, to break. There is breaking BFF, veteran-owned Barber Football Focus news.
And we respect our veterans, and we appreciate everything you did to protect our freedoms, JTB.
Thank you very much. You're far too kind. Barber Football Focus is reporting that Cam Hayward is requiring more money because the Steelers are requiring him to learn offensive left tackle.
Oh, They are looking at him as a possible Broderick Jones insurance policy.
Yes. That is, we have, you know, double confirmed that, and it looks like they're you know, have to go to Cam Hayward to possibly save Broderick Jones.
So once upon a time, Le'Veon Bell wanted to be paid as a wide receiver and a running back, and that's the real reason why this is happening with Cam Hayward. Okay.
Yeah, basically, he's always been a dual threat, but they're so, you know, desperate because Broderick Jones is such a failure.
What has BFF learned about the Will Howard injury?
Well, it's a sad injury to have, but he's going to recover from it. He's from, you know, superior stock. You know, an injury like this to, we'll say, someone softer like Chris Muller, that would be, you know, 6 to 8 years and rehab.
What is your reaction to the much more established and reportedly credible PFF saying that Arch Manning is, quote, 50 times the quarterback prospect that Will Howard is?
Well, here at BFF, we have a very strict drug testing policy.
Okay.
And we would like to test their drugs because I'm sure they're pretty damn good.
So you guys are not high on Arch Manning. You're not high on Arch Manning.
No, Archie Manning would be a 2 to 3. Would it be a 2 to 3 star, you know, recruit coming out of high school if his name wasn't Manning? He played in a very soft World Catholic League. Mm. Trust me, he didn't showcase, you know, high school talent like he was playing in Ohio or something.
Would you like to respond to Chris Hoke saying Jack Sawyer is going to be the star of Steelers preseason play?
Well, I mean, he's a man amongst men. I mean, you have to respect when a man of that caliber, you know, acknowledges Jack Sawyer.
Yeah. Well,
have
anything
to respect
else?
That. I've got nothing but love for that guy.
Anything else?
O-H-I-O.
Thank you, Johnny. Let's go to, is this Hobby or Hobie next? Hobie, like the Hobie Baker Award
Hobie.
In hockey. Hello, Hobie.
Yeah, like the Hobie cat. Hey, I was ready to light you up until I just heard that about him learning new learn defense. But if he didn't have to learn a new offense, I got to tell you, 90% of your listeners are hardworking men that when they sign a contract to agree to work, they agree to that until their contract is up, regardless of how much the CEO makes, so that you should honor the contract you sign. All these things you're thinking about, guaranteed money and his longevity and his injury, that he should have thought about last year. That's, I'm sorry he didn't think of that. His agent didn't think of that.
All right, so then let me ask you a question about that then. If he was not great in 2024 but was bad, he wasn't an all-pro, he stunk last year, and the Steelers cut him and didn't honor the contract, you would be calling in to bitch about their decision to cut him with years left on the deal?
Absolutely not. That's part of the NFL business.
Well, hold on a second. No, he doesn't know that going in, because players renegotiate contracts with years left on their deal all the time.
But he knows going in that if he doesn't perform, he could be outed. That's what he knows. That's what he signed a contract. He knows that if he doesn't, he's an idiot. And he's not an idiot. He's a well-liked man. He knows.
It sounds like you think he's acting like an idiot is what you're saying. You're trying
to. He signed a contract. When I go to work as a union member, I sign a contract for 4 years. I work for that contract for 4 years.
But the point I'm trying to make is these players don't always get to work for 4 years because the team can cut them and not pay them. That's the point.
He knows that going in. So he should have asked for guaranteed money. He should have asked for that. He should know that. That's part of the negotiating in the NFL. I mean, we're all hardworking citizens
So they're allowed to rip up the contract whenever they want, and it's not fair for the employee to try to get more out of his boss, is what you're telling me.
No, under any circumstance. He should have thought of this before. He should have. Why would he sign a contract without guaranteeing money?
Because he didn't have any leverage last year. Because he was 30. He wasn't an all-pro. He was 35 coming off an injury-plagued season. The circumstances changed.
So he's like Old Faithful. He had a spurt. He had a great year.
It's not a spurt. He's been a Pro Bowler for. It's not a one-time thing. He's been a Pro Bowler 7 of the last 8 years.
Okay, so he did have leverage. He did have leverage.
He did not have as much leverage as he has now. Not even close.
Well, you know, you're talking in circles. He had no leverage. Now he has leverage. So, you know,
no, I'm not talking in circles. I'm telling you things changed. He had very little leverage last year, and now he has a ton of it.
Okay. But he signed a contract. Like when I sign a contract, when majority of your listeners out there agree to a job offer, we agree to that and we agree we're going to work that.
Yeah, but the boss is in those situations unless you hold on a second though. That's not right. If you sign a 4-year deal and you're a union guy, they can't 2 years in just say you're fired unless you really screw up. You got to get arrested. Right. You got to fail drug tests. Right. He didn't do any of that stuff. So you're saying it's fine for them to rip up a contract for him just not playing well enough. That's not like your job. It's not even close like your job. You could half-ass your job for 4 years, and I know you don't, but you could half-ass your job for 4 years, and you're working those 4 years. It's not the same thing here, and you know that.
Okay. Yeah, you're right there. You're absolutely right there, but he knows going into the business that they could get rid of him halfway through his contract.
All right, thank
that.
You. And they all, thanks for the call. And they all thank you for the call. And he also knows, because there's precedent with other players, that he can hold in or ask for more money. And the Steelers and other teams have given guys more money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.